Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back, Richard. We are going to talk a little bit more now about, you know, reflecting back on the year so that you can plan ahead for next year.
Right. We did a podcast yesterday.
Yeah.
And in that one, it said two methods you can use. But in the second one, it was life areas.
Right.
Areas of your life that you might want to think about. This particular article gives you four possibilities.
Right.
Four things that you can reflect on.
Right.
As you think about 2018.
Right. And the way that it's written is sort of, it would fit nicely in our podcast for next week. But we're going to talk about it in a way that, you know, as part of your self-reflection. Because the title of this article is The Four Types of New Year's Resolutions and Why We Need Them.
Right.
And I think it's really important to, again, go back to the fact that statistically, only 8% of people maintain and succeed at their New Year's resolutions.
Right. Right.
We've talked about, and we've done a couple previous podcasts over the last few weeks on how to succeed and how to, you know, how to be committed and why commitment to a goal is so important. And it certainly plays into, you know, when we're thinking about New Year's resolutions.
Right. And what I found striking about this is the second half of the title, and why we need them.
Right.
Because you begin to wonder, you know, should we even make resolutions?
Right.
Yes, you should, but it has to be done carefully, thoughtfully.
Right.
And it has to be done with some commitment.
Right.
You can't just, you know, sit around and say, well, I think I'll do this, or I think I'll do that, or I'd like to try this, or I'd like to try that. It requires more than that.
Absolutely.
And so I'm glad she says we do need them, but it has to be done carefully.
Right.
And so she recommends,
focusing on four key areas.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And again, we're going to talk about it from the perspective of looking back at this, at the previous year, and thinking about these four areas, what went well, and maybe what needs to be worked on just a little bit, so that you can then move into that, or transition into that moving ahead.
And again, if we think about yesterday's podcast, her advice was keep positive, stay positive. And so you can look at these four areas, but do it in a positive way.
Right.
You know, what have you, and then you can set your new goals for the following year, rather than beat yourself up and watering the weeds, as we talked about yesterday.
Absolutely. So the four areas start out with self-care.
Self-care.
And this, to me, is sort of the way that she writes it, is the sort of the physical part of things.
Right.
You know, eating well, exercising. And so look back at 2017 and decide if you... how well did you do with that? You know, did you start eating better? Did you start exercising? You know, because again, if 92% of us don't succeed at our New Year's resolutions, but at the same time, one of the most common resolutions is to exercise more and to eat better. You know, look back over the year and see how well you did. What went well? What went wrong? And analyze that just a little bit.
What changes did you make in 2017? That were positive,
right?
And I think you have to might want to divide this into two parts. One is physical well-being,
right?
That would be sleeping, diet, sleeping, nutrition, and
exercise.
But there's and go ahead and look at the second one, which was, I don't know what to call that, cosmetology. You know, I changed my hairstyle. I changed my makeup. I changed my lipstick.
I didn't know where you're going.
Doing my nails differently. You know, just your appearance.
Yeah.
You know, maybe. You know, what did you do that made you feel better about yourself?
Okay. And that's a key part. Is that, you know, the idea with that, those kinds of things, is it reflects how you feel about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you, if we went on either end, you know, that you did something to. That you felt like improved, or the way that you look, that's great. But sometimes we make decisions that negatively influence the way that we look.
That's
and again, look at that
that's
as well.
Right.
You know, don't ignore those things. And because if you dislike the way that you look,
Some, right.
or anything else about yourself, mm-hmm. it's going to reflect in your motivation to change it.
That's right.
If you feel as though you can't do anything about it, you know, your hair looks the way that your hair mm-hmm. looks and there's nothing I can do because it's so much work, or it's, mm-hmm. again, we're getting to the commitment issue that we talked about in previous podcasts, but your motivation to make some changes in those areas are going right. to be impaired.
That's
so
right.
you need to make sure that you're looking at that as you're planning for the next year.
Right. And put those things on your list.
Yeah.
You know, if you really want to change the color of your hair, put it on the list.
Right.
That's okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The second area that she talks about is giving more.
Right.
And here she's talking a little bit about volunteering, sort of giving back to the community. Mm-hmm. But I think that it extends beyond that even.
Right. Goes beyond that. But this is one of the recurring themes that that appears in many of the articles that we're going to talk about this week, is this is a recurring theme. There's something about doing something for other people
right.
that has some quality that we should be mm-hmm. working on. And I, what they're talking about here is a generosity of spirit.
Right.
And that you have to give back. You can't keep, it's not just about you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make this, maybe that's the best way to put it, is don't make these resolutions or commitments about you.
Mm-hmm.
Make them about what you can do for others.
Right.
You know, I think of John Kennedy, you know,
right.
what can you do for somebody else?
Right, absolutely. The third thing is to accomplish more.
Yes.
And what she's really talking about here is just accomplishment. You know, what did you get done?
Right.
And a lot of times that's going to be quantitative in nature. You know, I got this done, check. I got this mm-hmm. done, check. I didn't get this done,
mm-hmm.
check, uncheck.
Right.
I don't know.
Well,
next
you know, I think this is especially applicable. We've had this conversation probably every day in
mm-hmm.
2017. What can we do?
Mm-hmm.
What more can we accomplish? Because as I look back and I'm thinking, okay, I wrote this many things, or I did this many blogs, or we did this
right.
many podcasts. And now, and I love to frame it as do more.
Right.
You know, don't just sit on what you've done. Do more.
Right.
And that's that apprenticeship growth
mm-hmm.
model
mm-hmm.
that we talked about in past weeks.
Right.
Right.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
So accomplish more. Figure out what you've done, but and then how can you do more the following year?
Right.
Maybe it's something about your house, you know,
mm-hmm.
that you renovated or painted or redid the landscaping.
Mm-hmm.
Do more, you know, resolve to do more in 2018.
Right. And the last thing is to, when you, as you're reflecting back, is to reflect back and see how much fun you had.
Right.
Right. And I love this idea because, you know, we talk a lot about like positive psychology.
Sure.
You know, how can you look at things in a more positive way? Because we know that positivity and optimism improves your overall health and well-being.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So look back and see how much fun you had. You said this in yesterday's podcast that we have this tendency, and research has demonstrated that we have a tendency to look primarily at the negatives.
Right.
So make sure you take some time to look at these fun things. You know,
that's
what
right.
we went to a theme park, or we went, you know, it was great. Mm-hmm. Just going yesterday, we had our office end of year get together,
right.
and it was so much fun just to kind of get out and I played with the kids a lot, and we kicked the soccer ball around, and
it was fun just to be silly.
Yeah.
You know, with the big, because we're generally so serious about work.
Right.
What we do is serious work. And so we tend to be serious here. So it gave us a chance to, we really did laugh a lot yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not at things, but just with each other.
Yes.
And it was really, really a good day. I felt really good afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it makes me want to set as a goal for us to get together and do those
accomplish
kind of things
more
often.
You know, do it more often. But I think of William Glasser when
mm-hmm.
I think of fun, because we tend to almost shy away from this whole concept of having fun. And yet,
because Glasser, we see it as wasting time.
Because it's a time, right. And so William Glasser tells us that if we want to, we have to figure out why kids are doing what they do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, sometimes it's for control and
mm-hmm.
sometimes, and he said, sometimes they're just having fun.
Right.
And just leave them alone, because we all have to, it's one of our basic needs
mm-hmm.
is we want to have fun.
Yeah.
And so I was really glad that she included this one in our list. So figure out ways to have fun. You know, think of your children, think of your partner, think of your family members. What do they like to do?
Yeah.
And put that into your schedule for next year.
Absolutely.
Do something for somebody else.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. All right. That is it for today. So make sure that you're subscribing to us everywhere that you can subscribe to us. iTunes, YouTube, Google Play Music.
Eyes and teeth.
Wherever else that you listen to this podcast or watch this podcast mm-hmm. would be very groovy.
And I'd love to hear from you.
We'd love to hear from you. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. So comment on our YouTube. We try to respond to every... Mm-hmm. Message that comes in or comment that comes in via YouTube or wherever, however you might write into us. Check out our Patreon page, patreon.com/TheMentalBreakdown. If you have the means and interest and willingness to support us in really hitting 2018 and doing some of the big things in 2018 that we have planned.
Big plans.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
All right. Yep. Until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.